All right, glad you're with us. 13 days. You are the ultimate jury headed towards our 10-day countdown. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of this extravaganza. It is stunning to me that Joe Biden, I still cannot get over this guy put a lid on his campaign half the month of September. That means 9:30, 10 o'clock. They send out to the media, you will not be hearing from Joe Biden for the rest of the day. Takes off Saturday, one event on Sunday, but he took a break. He got milkshakes while he was out, one vanilla and one chocolate. Such vital information we all need to know. And he's off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. It's 13 days to Election Day. The most astounding part of this to me is this is a decision that a presidential campaign has had to make, and they have determined it is in their best interest that Joe Biden remain in hiding than to go out to all of the swing states and try and appeal to every voter possible why he should be elected president. And it's not even being questioned by the media mob. There's something radically wrong if a campaign decides that it's better to hide the candidate and keep him buried in a bunker for the entire campaign, because that was pretty much the whole spring and summer. And it was, you know, half the month of September. And now it's even October. And it's 13 days out. He's still in hiding. Now, what are they? There's something going on. They must have calculated that the risk of Joe going out and the world seeing that which they must be seeing on their own would be too devastating to their campaign and their chances of winning a presidential election. It ought to be the biggest red flag. The mob, the media, well, they ought to be asking the question themselves if they had any intellectual honesty or intellectual curiosity. But, you know, we are talking about a corrupt media here. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, it's amazing to me. Joe Biden, it was just like during the impeachment. When it was, all we heard was, what did President Trump say in the phone call with President Zelensky? You know, he said, okay, well, I want to make sure, you know, it looks like you're hanging out with some of the bad people of your in the previous administration. That's not good. We can't have that. And he's saying that to President Zelensky. Didn't demand anything, didn't ask for anything. You get to the impeachment side, we have all these witnesses, hearsay witnesses, and opinion witnesses. You have one fact witness. That was it. What did the president say? He wanted nothing. He did not want a quid pro quo. That's what the president said. He just wanted them to be honorable. Okay, well, we're giving money to a country. You want them to be honorable. And the same Democrats were willing to just and the same mob in the media. I guess we can now add big tech companies to this equation as well. They're now out there, and they're literally was saying at the time, Joe said, no credible person would even suggest such a thing when Joe is on tape. You're not, I'm leaving in 6 hours. You're not getting $1 billion of loan guarantees unless you fire the prosecutor. His name is Victor Shokin. He has a name. He didn't mention it. Unless you fire that prosecutor, you got 6 hours. Who's the prosecutor? Victor Shokin. What's Victor Shokin? Why does he want Victor Shokin fired? Because he's investigating his son, Hunter, who has zero experience in oil, gas, energy, and Ukraine that's still being paid millions of dollars. And the media bought it. The media didn't care about their breathtaking hypocrisy. The Democrats didn't care about the real quid and pro and quo. They don't care about truth anymore. As long as you can bludgeon Trump, it's fair game. Even though there was no quid pro quo. And they'll drag the country through impeachment hell just because they hate Donald Trump. It was the same thing with Russia. It took us over 3 years to get to the bottom of this phony Trump-Russia collusion story. And what do we end up with? We end up with a manufactured lie by Hillary Clinton that even the CIA warned Barack Obama about. As a matter of Hillary trying to deflect away from the Espionage Act violation, of hers and her email server that did have top secret classified information on it, which violates the law, 18 U.S.C. 793, and the fact that she took subpoenaed emails and erased them, and she took her hard drive and she cleaned it with bleach bit, and she busted up devices with hammers and took SIM cards. I mean, Democrat, they care about that? No. She funnels money to a law firm, Perkins Coie. They hire an op research firm, Fusion GPS. They hire a former MI6 guy, Christopher Steele. Christopher Steele has as his subsource somebody that the FBI had known for 10 years to be a Russian agent of some kind. I don't even know the guy's name. But and that person, when they interviewed that person in January 2017, a known Russian, you know, contact for a decade, they've known it. He said, no, there's no truth to any of the stuff in the Steele's dossier. It's all bar talk. But they kept going anyway. And they used the dirty dossier with Russian misinformation to then spy on Trump's campaign, his transition team, and his presidency. Democrats didn't care about Russian interference. They didn't care when Adam, the compromised, corrupt, congenital liars on tape, you know, talking to somebody that he thinks is a Russian and saying, well, you know, what is the nature of the compromise? We're compromising on Matthew deals. What's the compromise? Pictures of naked Trump. Does Vladimir Putin know? Yeah, Busova tells so-and-so that tells Vladimir Putin he know about pictures of naked Trump compromising material. He's colluding with the Russians. It's not truth that matters here. So when I'm talking about big institutions, the Democratic Party, the Democratic Radical Socialist Party, they will take on breathtaking lies, a breathtaking double standard, you know, raw, obvious hypocrisy just for their own political ambition. And they've got their trusted allies in the media mob that will absorb the lies, advance the lies, advance the libel, advance the smears, advance the slander, besmirchment, and libel to advance. It's not a matter of truth for anybody here. That's why journalism, it's dead. It is dead. They hate Donald Trump. They're protecting. Joe Biden is in the media mob, Democratic Party, big tech company protection program so that he can hide out pretty much every other day at least and not have to face the press so he can make one of his dumb errors and barely coherently string two sentences together. And they don't care if they're going to, if America elects a weak, frail, cognitively compromised Democratic socialist, what do they care? You know, he'll just be sitting there. Okay, what day of the week is it? Where do I sign? What am I signing? Okay. It's pretty dangerous when you think of it. But it is what it is. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We have a lot coming up on the program today. A new video from Project Veritas, Bill O'Reilly today. You'll meet this guy. He's a really interesting guy. His name is Robert Cahaly from the Trafalgar Group, and we got some great poll numbers that he's put out there. And, you know, I do believe that, you know, as you even see, the media is now trying to adjust their polling to show it's closer and closer as we get closer to Election Day, because they don't want to be viewed as being that wrong as they have been in 2016 and other times. What we see, if you look at Real Clear Politics, if you look at the average numbers here, Hillary had at this point in the campaign an even bigger edge than Biden in several key states that would include Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Trump carried all three of them. This guy that you'll meet later in the program, Robert Cahaly, predicted the president in 2016 would win Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. He's, you know, 13 days before the election. Biden has an average lead of 3.9 in the six battle states of Florida, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, North Carolina, and Arizona. Hillary had a 4.4% lead in those states at this very same juncture. But I will say this and take this and let this sink in how close this is. If the Trafalgar Group is right, as they were in 2016, And I'm dubious of all polling. I just don't think you can poll Donald Trump like any conventional politician. I stand by that. But anyway, the Trafalgar Group now has Wisconsin, Biden 47, Trump 46. Michigan, Trump 46, Biden 45. Florida, Trump 48-4, Biden 46-1. That's 2.5 points. In Louisiana is a runaway for Trump. In Pennsylvania, it's 47-46 Biden. Why would anyone in Pennsylvania vote for Biden when he and Kamala Harris, no, we're not going to get rid of fracking, when they've been saying all through the primary they're going to get rid of fracking? Ohio, Trafalgar has Trump at 47, Biden 43. North Carolina, tighter than I would like, Trump 47, Biden 46. The one surprise on the map was Minnesota with Biden 46 and Trump 46. Georgia, 49-43 for Trump, although some polls like the AJC and others had Trump down in Georgia. I don't think the president will lose Georgia, but you got to look at it. You got to pay attention to it. But just look, it doesn't matter. It's what do you want? What country do you want? Because everything is on the ballot here. Law, order, safety, security, higher taxes, lower taxes, more bureaucracy, less bureaucracy, activist justices, packing the court, D.C., Puerto Rico statehood, amnesty, open borders, energy independence or dependence, new Green Deal wasting trillions of our dollars, destroying the economy, you know, weak foreign policy. It's all on the ballot. And if these power grabs, in particular, ending the legislative filibusters and packing the court and, you know, adding 2-3 states to the union so they get 6 additional Democratic Senate seats, so there is a Democratic Senate majority in perpetuity, amnesty 15 million Americans in the hopes that, well, if we give you something of value, I'm sure you'll continue to vote for us, right? I don't know how we recover when you take capitalism and turn it on its head the way they're talking about, with everything's free and 62 cents of every dollar, if you're defined as rich by Biden and Kamala Harris, is going to go just to the federal government, and forget your property taxes, forget your state income taxes, forget your sales taxes, forget your hidden taxes. You know, you'll be keeping, you know, 15 cents of every dollar as part of everything's free, free, free for everybody, because that's where they're headed. But in the process, you destroy something called capitalism, free markets, the greatest wealth producing system of governance that the world has ever seen. Anyway, 800-941-SEAN, toll-free telephone number. So you may want to save your money. One way you can save money is by switching to Pure Talk USA. Now, the great thing is we all have cell phones. If you're using a big carrier like AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, you probably have a plan with unlimited data, but you don't need unlimited data, or most of us don't. You probably have a plan that offers you all sorts of perks that you're never going to use. You probably don't need those either. Pure Talk USA, you get the exact same coverage. They use the exact same cell towers. You get the same coverage that you'd always get, same amount of bars on your phone, same phone number, same phone. And they have more plans than these big carriers. Right now, they've got a deal, unlimited talk, text, 2 gigs of data, just $20 a month. And here's the best part. The average person is saving $400 a year for the exact same service from the exact same towers as the big carriers. All you have to do is take out your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now. Take out your cell phone, dial #250, say the keyword save now. Put money in your pocket. Money's freedom from our friends at Pure Talk USA.